Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Susan G. Komen is the only organization that addresses breast cancer on multiple fronts, like research, community health, global outreach, and public policy initiatives in order to make the biggest impact against this disease. The 2025 Komen Inland Empire More Than Pink Walk takes place Sunday, October 12th at Town Square Park in Murrieta. Here to tell us more is Jennifer Lozano, Director of Development for Inland Empire Susan G. Komen. And Susie, a volunteer with the organization, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
The Susan G. Komen Foundation came to be because of a promise that Nancy Brinker made to her sister, Susan G. Komen. Tell us that story.
Susan G. Komen was started by Nancy in honor of her sister. It was to keep a promise. Her sister, who was Susan G. Komen, passed away at 36. She was very young, so her sister kept the promise of finding a way to end this disease.
And how has the Susan G. Komen Foundation set out to accomplish this goal?
All the money raised through Susan G. Komen goes towards research, it goes towards advocacy, and it goes towards direct patient assistance, financial assistance, whether that's helping to pay for groceries, transportation, just food, anything that's needed by a patient.
Susie, why is Susan G. Komen an organization you wanted to donate your time to?
As a breast cancer thriver, Susan G. Komen is a well-known name. So when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I retired, and I needed to fill my time with a purpose. And helping out with Susan G. Komen and patient support, advocacy, and research, it helps me give back to the community and gives me a purpose.
The More Than Pink Walk takes place Sunday, October 12th at Town Square Park in Murrieta. What does this walk raise money for, and how can we get involved?
The funds raised there will, like I said, it goes towards research. It will go towards the financial assistance for people and also to our patient navigator. We are the only helpline dedicated to breast cancer in the nation.
Tell us about the experience of the More Than Pink Walk. For someone who has never been, what can they look forward to?
Lots of pink, lots of smiles.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
It's just bringing the community together. It's great for survivors and thrivers to get out there and see the community come together. You have a support system. Like Susie said, you're not alone in this. And that's the biggest message that we would want to share is you're not alone in this. Look at all of this sea of pink in this park. And it's a touching moment. And it's a way for people to come together. And, you know, they can talk about their experiences, or, you know, you can just share your stories with people, or they'll share their story with you. And you just, it gives you a great sense of fulfillment and just being involved in something.
So you get to the park and there are vendors and there are activities and there's photo booths. Mm-hmm. And at the start of the walk, is there going to be like a Zumba warm up, or what's going to happen there?
We're hoping for a warm up like we did in the previous years. But no, it's a lot of fun. People come out. We'll have pre-ceremony. We have what we call a pathway of hope, which is for our survivors and thrivers. They get to hold a sign that marks, you know, how many years, you know, they've been on this journey. We have cheerleaders. They'll be there to help cheer on everybody. We have different people in the community involved. You have the high school students. You'll see volunteering help out the water and the different giveaways and things we have there. And obviously, Partnership Row is always huge. Last year, we had people handing out information to the community. We had food, we had drinks, and again, just all the pink you can imagine.
And are you required to form a team, or can you just show up individually, or how does that work?
We accept everybody. We accept strollers. We accept dogs. We accept it all. You can register. Registration is free. There's no charge to register. And you can register as a participant, or you can register, create a team, and maybe want to get more people involved and you have them join you.
And this isn't a full 5K. It's a little bit shorter than that. Talk about why you wanted to make this a little more approachable than a 5K.
Everybody is at a different stage in their journey, in their life, and because we're open to anybody joining us, it's, like I said, the strollers all the way to, we have a group where they actually have partnered with the company to get the motorized scooters, so that way other people can participate. So we did this where it's not a race, it's not, you know, it is a walk, it is a little over a mile, but you go through beautiful Old Town Marietta, and it's just a nice walk, and most people participate, and other people choose to remain in the event village having fun.
And our dog allowed at the More Than Pink Walk?
Yes, they are. We appreciate all our furry friends.
What are the goals for this year's walk?
This year, because we met our goal last year, we've raised the bar. So this year's goal is $291,000, and we can get there with everyone's help.
I'm speaking with Jennifer Lozano, Director of Development for the Inland Empire, Susan G. Komen, and Volunteer Susie. What would you say to someone who is facing a breast cancer diagnosis right now or knows someone who needs help?
When someone is facing a breast cancer diagnosis or supporting a loved one through it, the most powerful thing you can say is, I'm here for you. You don't need the perfect words. Just acknowledge what they're going through, offer your support, and listen without judgment.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month is October. How can the community and businesses offer support?
There's tons of ways to get involved for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Obviously, we're trying to promote the walk, so it'd be great for people to come out and create a corporate team, a business team. We're always looking for in-kind donations of food. So if somebody wants to donate some donuts, we will gladly accept them because we do have areas dedicated to our survivors and our top team. So this is a great way for them to get involved. But even outside of that, in the month of October, there's a whole month, so you can do different little fundraising events at your job. We've had people do bake sales before. We've had, you know, one night dedicated to where a business can donate 10% of their revenue that day to us or to breast cancer. So there's plenty of ways to get involved, and you're more than welcome to reach out to me, and I'd love to share more.
And how can people sign up for this?
Very easily. You can go to komen.org/IEWalk.
I've been speaking with Jennifer Lozano, Director of Development for Inland Empire, Susan G. Komen, and Susie, a volunteer with the organization. Jennifer, what would you like to see happen with this organization in the next several years?
I would love to see an end to this disease, first and foremost. When we're looking at numbers, you know, 1 in 8 women are diagnosed every day. And if people would just get out there and get some screening, early screening, know what's normal for you, all those things can actually help based on the individual diagnosis. But I would love to see our walk grow even further. I'd love to see more than that. Every year it's growing. So last year we increased by 1,000. So we had 3,000 to 4,000 people there. Love to see that continue to grow and just spread awareness. The more people that know you're going to get screened, you're going to, you know, hopefully get some early treatment going if that's needed. But yeah, to end this disease, hopefully in 5-10 years, we'll be there.
And any last thoughts for us?
Just everyone get involved. Come out, join us. Like I said, you do not have to do that walk. It is only over a little mile, but even if you don't want to do that walk, come and just experience it. See the community come together and to support all those that are affected by this disease.
Again, the 2025 Komen Inland Empire More Than Pink Walk takes place Sunday, October 12th at Town Square Park in Murrieta. I'm honored to be emceeing this walk. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope the More Than Pink Walk is a huge success.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.